Take your Bibles and turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 17. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 1 down through verse 20. Listen carefully as we read the Word of God rather rapidly. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these words I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Our subject today, the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. This prayer in the 17th chapter of the book of John is really the Lord's Prayer. What is known as the Lord's Prayer today is really a model prayer which God gave His disciples and us for an example as to how we are to pray. This prayer goes, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and so on. Now this is a model prayer. Now this is God's high priestly prayer, or the high priestly prayer of Christ that He prayed just before He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, as we look at this portion of the Word of God, we want to look at the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our lesson will fall into these categories. First of all, we're going to look at the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ as it's manifested in this portion of the Word of God. Now, whether or not you believe it, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is sovereign. He's sovereign over heaven, over earth, over hell, over the devil, over angels, over the saints, and over the unsaved. And one day, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, that time will be too late. And the difference between a true believer and an unbeliever is this. The true believer has bowed his knee and his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ has become our Lord and our Savior. Now, people today have the idea that the Lord Jesus Christ can't save them unless man allow him to do so. This is a fallacy, and it's a heresy, and all those that are preaching it just don't know what the Word of God says. Now, in our portion of the Word of God today, we want to look at the prayer of Christ, and we'll see, first of all, the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus set forth. Look at verses 1 and 2. We find the Lord Jesus said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now notice, we find that here you see the sovereignty of Christ revealed. The power is given him over all flesh. This means that all flesh belong, or I should say, is under the dominion and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I know a lot of people today, they are not submitting themselves to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know him as Lord and Savior, yet our God is sovereign over every one of them. We find thou hast given him authority or power over all flesh. That means that the Lord Jesus Christ can do with an individual what He, Christ, decides to do, and the individual has nothing to say about it. Now, don't jump up and down and say, well, that makes us nothing but a robot. No, it doesn't, my friend. You have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith and trust Him as Lord and Savior. When you don't do that, you're in utter rebellion against Him. But, my friend, I want to say again, power has been given to Christ over you, and one of these days you will fulfill the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it be to your salvation or to your damnation. God has a purpose for you, and you shall fulfill it. And we see here the sovereignty of Christ revealed. Power is given Him over all flesh. The second thing about Christ is this. We find that He is the giver of eternal life to as many as God the Father has given Him. Now this throws away the idea of universal salvation. Now don't jump up and down and say, well, I don't believe in whosoever. I do. We preach whosoever will may come. But I want to ask you a question. Who makes you willing to come to Christ? You don't come of your own volition, my friend. You don't come of your own so-called free will. Now someone might say, now preacher, what are you talking about? What makes me come? I'll tell you, the Lord God of heaven works in your heart, changes your will from rebellion to that which has become desirous to know and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a fulfillment of Psalm 110, where it says, thy people shall be made willing in the day of thy power. Now notice, the Lord Jesus Christ gives eternal life to as many as God the Father has given Him. Now when you jump up and down, and if you do, and argue against this, my friend, you're arguing against the Word of God. Listen again to John 17, verse 2. As thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given Him. Now skip down to verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Then verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Again, verse 11. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now skip down again, if you will, to verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. What do we have here? The Lord Jesus Christ is the giver of eternal life to as many as God the Father has given Him. Now somebody might say, preacher, who are they? I don't know. Whosoever will may come. When God saved you, if you're converted, our Lord made you willing in the day of His power. You've been brought to a realization that Christ is your Redeemer. He's your friend. He's your sovereign. He's your King. He's your High Priest. And He's your substitute and your Savior. Now, how does this all come about? It's because the Lord God of heaven worked in your heart. It's all of God. It's all of grace. And then we see very clearly, you were one that was given to the Lord Jesus Christ by God the Father. You did not know that, and neither will you know that until you come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you are taught the Word of God. Here we see the sovereignty of our Lord manifested. Power is given Him over all flesh. Secondly, He is the giver of eternal life. Thirdly, He's a fulfiller of the purpose of God. In John chapter 17, verse 9 through 12, we read, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all are mine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Here we see the Lord Jesus is the fulfiller of the purpose of God. In verse 12, we read, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. Here you see the purpose of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfiller of the purpose of God, and the purpose of God is carried out in all things. Now, this is the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing about the prayer of Christ is this. We see Christ is also the finisher of the work of Jehovah. In verses 6 and 7 we read, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Here we see Christ the finisher of the work of Jehovah. He came to do the work of the Lord God of heaven. And what was that? He manifested the name of Jehovah to his disciples. And those disciples were the ones that God the Father gave to Christ, and Christ paid for their redemption. He manifested the name of Jehovah unto them. And remember now, if you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you also come to know the Father. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, skip down to John chapter 5, if you will, and look at verses 22, and you'll see how inseparable these things are. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent me. Therefore, you can't know the Father without coming through the Son, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord is the finisher of the work of Jehovah. He manifested the name of Jehovah to the disciples, which means to make known, to be thoroughly understood, and to be plainly recognized. Then he gave them the word of Jehovah. Again, verse 8, notice, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Here you see the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here you see the purpose of the Lord carried out in all things. Christ is the finisher of the work of Jehovah. He manifested his name to the disciples. Then he gave the word of Jehovah to them. And thirdly, they are kept in the Father's name. Fourthly, they are sent into the world. And fifthly, we find they are also bestowed with eternal life. And the Lord Jesus Christ is a bestower of this glory. In John chapter 17, verse 22 through 24, we read again, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now hold your seat and pay close attention. Listen to this carefully. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ praying for all of God's elect. Now hold your seat. If any one of the elect of God ever perish, then the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ has never been answered, the purpose of God has not been carried out, and therefore God's unable to save. But, my friend, that is not true. The purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be carried out. Not a one of the elect of God that were given to Christ by God the Father, those for whom he died and was buried and rose again, not a one of them will ever be lost eternally. And we find the day is coming when those of us whom the Lord saved, those of us for whom he died, those of us for whom he was resurrected, and those of us who have come to know him and will come to know him, the day is coming when we'll be caught up to be with the Lord, and we'll see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ as he really has it at this present hour. And we see very clearly, we are also kept, we are given the word of Jehovah, we are kept in the Father's name, and we find finally we are going to be bestowed with the glory that can only come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, preacher, why in the world do I tell you this? Or why do you tell us this? Because of the fact that this is the prayer of Christ. Now, the beautiful thing about it is this. You stop and think of it. The Lord Jesus Christ prayed for you. That's why you came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And if you're unsaved at this present hour, and God's dealing with your heart, my hope is that something is being said that will turn you from darkness to light, that the Holy Spirit of God will take the things of Christ, apply them to your soul, and cause you to see and realize and know who you are and what you are and the judgment you're under, and put a cry in your heart that you might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, when He does this, it's all of God and it's all of grace. This cry doesn't come as a manufactured in your own bosom. It is put there by God the Holy Spirit as He determines to finish the work that He has begun, because Christ prayed for you and me. Now this is a beautiful aspect of the prayer of Christ. Hold your seat now again. Pay close attention. This prayer of Christ will be answered. Now it will be answered completely and absolutely. And our Lord here is absolutely confident of what's going to happen. And He said before in verse 24, "Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." And notice carefully, He said, "I will that they be with me." Here's one of the great shalls and wills of the Lord God of heaven, and put it down, my friend, it's going to come to pass. Now in this closing moment, I want to ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, I want you to stop and think for a moment and realize, and then meditate upon it and just chew it up, if you will, and let it dawn on your heart the reality that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for you. That's one reason you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. How wonderful it is. And then recognize this, the prayer of Christ will be answered. Now, if God prayed for us, then I'll tell you this, as we pray to God, put it down, when we pray according to God's will, our Lord will answer these prayers. So, believer, keep praying and don't stop. And if you're not a believer, my hope is that something has been said to stir your heart and cause you to seek the Lord. The greatest thing can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord to reach down and save you. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.